Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I hope any sister's listening to us is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just grants her light and understanding in every way that you're working with her. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I just want to, because I had mentioned a scripture yesterday. That's from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 11, verse 16. I wanted to actually read it because it's important. It says, Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Just touching on yesterday again, this covering that you hopefully are already seeing, okay, happen, where you have judgment like that, for example, is with the fall of Judah, okay, and fall of all Israel, where, you know, the Lord, and he talks about this many times in the scriptures, where he says that although there's going to be all this judgment, those who fear his name, okay, are going to have what they need. They're going to be taken care of, okay? He knows how to dispense justice out and cover his people, okay? Just want to really, really, you know, hit that point, because a lot of times, you know, once again, talking about judgment, there can be fear there, okay? But you can just cleave to these promises in scripture, because they are, and I can testify this, they're rock solid and they happen, okay? But at the same time, and I'm going to be talking more and more about this as time passes, those coverings and protection, okay, come with walking in the fullness of the Spirit, okay? Trusting in his grace, and but also understanding that you can't be just know that the Father is not a hypocrite, okay? So he's not, you know, like I had mentioned before, he's not going to dispense justice on one side, okay, and then somehow, you know, not have the same accountability with his people, okay? And all of this just boils down to, you know, the word of God, you know, walking in the Spirit, being dead to self and trusting in his grace. Okay. And I want to read this. This is Ezra chapter 9, starting at verse 11. It says, which thou hast commanded by thy servants, the prophets, saying, the land unto which ye go to possess it, it is an unclean land with the filthiness of the people of the land, with their abominations, which they have filled from one end to the other with their uncleanness. Now, therefore, give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that ye may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance for your children forever. Okay? So that that separation and that breaking, where he says you don't even seek their peace, okay? Now, that's not talking about their salvation, okay, and their souls. But what you're going to see is when you see these curses and these judgments come down, okay, unfortunately, you're going to see the deceived and the lukewarm church start thinking these things are bad. And what that's saying is that what God is doing is incorrect, and that's wrong. You don't want to do that. You need to cleave to the Lord. You need to pick a side, basically, okay, where he says, him that's ashamed of, let me just read the verse. This is Luke chapter 9, starting at, let's see, verse 25. It says, for what is a man advantageth if he shall gain the whole world and lose himself, or be a castaway? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. So, because I want to hit this hard, because you want to cleave to these verses that promise protection during times of judgment and provision, how you'll be taken care of. But you can't cleave to them if you're still cleaving to the world, though, okay? Because I have seen that, where, you know, Christians will be, you know, trusting in these promises, and you look at them and go, well, no, you're ashamed of him. okay? You're ashamed of the Lord. You know, you're playing the harlot with the world. You're out here, okay? And then you're trying to turn to Him during these times. You need to pick a side. You need to make a choice, okay? Because then when this stuff comes down, I've talked about this before in another podcast titled Defeat, that goes into more detail biblically, okay, is these promises are going to become your bread and butter, okay? They're going to be what you depend on, okay? And you can, okay? But you also need to take the fullness of the Word of God and understand you can't, because you're going to see Christians like that. It's already starting to happen, where the Lord is dispensing judgment, okay? And they're going out and they're blind and deceived, but they're saying that this is a bad thing, and they're actually ashamed of Him. Okay, they're afraid to stand, okay, firm in the Word of God that, you know, says yes, okay, yes, there is judgment. Yes, God does do stuff, you know, in this world, okay, that appears to man not to be good, but it is good and it's righteous because He judges the wicked, the Bible says, okay, all right? No, I'm not ashamed of that. He knows what He's doing. He's right, okay? Okay, you have this, you're suffering this. Yeah, God's right when He did that to you. That's what should have happened to you. You're wrong. You need to repent, okay? Can't be a Christian that makes excuses and hides and is a man pleaser and is afraid to stand bold in the Word of God and be loyal to Christ, okay? Because that's what it boils down to, is being ashamed of Him when He comes in His glory, which is what happens on the day of the Lord, okay? This, He's talking about the fullness at the end, but like I said, these days of the Lord, okay, are a smaller version, like birth pains, and it's the same thing just on a smaller scale. So when He's revealed, can't be in that place of where it's, you know, you're ashamed and this and that, and this is, you can see that this is happening to somebody, but you don't want to say anything. You know, you can't be ashamed of Him, okay? He's God. He's your God. You need to love Him and be loyal, okay? And then just lastly, because a lot of times when you hear, when you talk about judgment, things like that, people say, well, that's the Old Testament. And that's Jesus speaking right there, okay? And then again, here, this is New Testament, okay? This is Matthew chapter 10, okay, where he says, and into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, salute it, and if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return unto you. And whoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Okay. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. Okay, and that shaking the dust off your feet is, I'm breaking with this. I'm not even taking the dust from your city with me. You're wrong. You're wrong. And I want no part of what you're doing. Breaking with these things, okay? Because you have to have an honest and clear understanding of the Word of God. He covers you, okay? But you got to be His, okay? Don't be deceived. He, like I said, He needs to look down from heaven and see His Son, okay? He needs to look down from heaven again and see Christ in you. And that's Christ, okay? That's Christ. Okay, Christ is love and He's mercy, but He lets you know you're wrong, and He's loyal to the Father. Okay, He's loyal to the Father, and He certainly is not going to make excuses. Okay, and hide, you know, ashamed, you know, in what the Father is doing when He's judging. Okay, He's one with the Father. Okay, He's one with the Father. Okay, and we need to be one with Him. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and pray. I just pray, Father, for any sisters listening today, that she just has a blessed day and bears fruit for a glorious, all these persons in Jesus' name. Amen.